With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Slain conservative pundit and Salem radio talk show host Charlie Kirk will be remembered this afternoon at a unique memorial service, which will be held in Arizona. The President of the United States will speak. Charlie's widow, Erica Kirk, will also be there. Vice President J.D. Vance will attend, as will the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, and many others. Republican Senator Ted Cruz glad to see Jimmy Kimmel off the air, but he says he's not a fan of how it happened.
Many conservatives are cheering the FCC chairman's threat to punish ABC over late-night host Jimmy Kimmel's comments about the death of Charlie Kirk. But Senator Cruz is not among them. On his latest podcast, the Texas Republican called the FCC threat to ABC dangerous, and he compared Chairman Brendan Carr to a mafia boss. He warned that there will come a time when a Democrat wins the White House and they will silence us, he said. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law intended to curtail the use of abortion pills.
The law will take effect in 3 months. It lets anyone file lawsuits against those involved in providing the pills in the state. Plaintiffs who win the suits collect as much as $100,000. The idea is to clamp down on the abortion pills, which are getting into Texas even though they are banned under state law.
That's correspondent John Scott. An emerging TikTok deal with China will ensure that U.S. companies control the algorithm that powers the app's video feed, and Americans will hold a majority of seats on a board overseeing U.S. operations. That word from White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt in a Fox News interview yesterday. A central question had been whether or not the algorithm would be controlled here. This is SRN News. A Rhode Island judge has temporarily stopped the Trump administration from changing the criteria for using tens of millions of dollars in funding to aid homeless people. One of the rules the administration wants to institute is that shelters must not let males have access to women's bathrooms and changing rooms if those shelters want to receive federal dollars. The administration also wants to require that the homeless facilities do not hide illegal immigrants. In their lawsuit, the National Alliance to End Homelessness argues that HUD doesn't have the authority to make the changes. A professor of sports management with a law degree says women's sports will be doomed if lawmakers and courts allow men to compete. Amanda Segrist of Coastal Carolina University says, quote, "I believe the progress in equity, access, and participation made by women in sports since the passage of Title IX is now at risk. U.S. institutions and lawmakers must not depart from the federal law's original intent." This is SRN News. A painting by a 12th century Mexican artist could break records when it goes on the block this November at Sotheby's.
A self-portrait by Frida Kahlo and Sueno Lacama has an estimated price of $40 to $60 million. It may surpass the highest price for a female's artist's work ever, currently $44.4 million for Georgia O'Keeffe's Jimson Weed White Flower No. 1. The Kahlo painting, created in 1940, depicts the Mexican artist in a four-poster bed with a skeleton lying atop it. It's part of a November 8 sale featuring over 100 surrealist works. I'm Charles Tillidesma.
Rome's International Airport has opened a dog hotel to make travel easier for pet owners. The facility offers temperature-controlled floors, private gardens, and ambient music for relaxation. Dogs can enjoy grooming and even aromatherapy. This is SRN News.